2 Timothy chapter 1. From Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, beloved child. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve following my forebears with a clear conscience, when I ceaselessly remember you in my supplications, night and day, longing to see you, remembering your tears, so that I may be filled with joy as I recall the unfeigned faith which is in you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, also in you. And for this reason I remind you to rekindle the gracious gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and moderation. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but partake of the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the durations of the ages, but which has now been made manifest through the appearing of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and indefectibility to light through the gospel, for the cause of which I have been appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher of the Gentiles. And for this reason I suffer these things too, but I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep my entrusted deposit up to that day. Hold on to the model of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Guard the good entrusted deposit through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. You know this, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me very diligently and found me. May the Lord let him find mercy from the Lord on that day. You also know very well in how many ways he ministered in Ephesus.